This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Town Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, it's cut down day, a day where lots of guys are going to realize their dreams, but even more, many, many more, are unfortunately going to have them shattered, and maybe even just for a time being or maybe forever, right? I mean, this is the reality of the situation. Pretty much every team has to cut about 37 players, give or take, depending on what each roster looks like. That's a lot of guys around the NFL through 32 teams, including the Buffalo Bills. 4 p.m. today is the roster cut deadline. I did go back and check. Last year, we didn't get the official word from the Bills until 5:16 p.m. That's when the text came over, 5:16 p.m. So you never know. Could happen earlier, could happen later. I think in years past, we have had it right at 4 o'clock. You could even do it earlier than that. But we'll see how the Bills want to operate. Sal Capaccio here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday. I don't think Andy Young from Spectrum News is very surprised that I went back and looked at that text to know exactly when the cuts were made last year. We got to be ready for these things, Andy.
No, man, you are our guy who keeps those things on archive, and you know from 2016 when the Bills did something, open training camp or put out roster cuts. So, yeah, you're one of our guys for that to keep us on.
I have to. It's the only way I stay sane. I can't. I'll go crazy if I don't know, right? People hoard like things in their house, and I do save a lot of things. I hoard emails and texts. That's what I do, Andy.
Yeah, I've learned to do some of that from guys like you, like to just be on top of what's going on and keep track of old emails and how they've operated in the past, because there is some precedent for the way they do things.
And we'll see what the precedents hold for today, because the Bills have some precedents in how they've operated with their roster, what they've liked to do, including how they want to manage maybe guys on IR to return and where that goes. That brings us to Max Hairston. My first question for you is, do you agree with me that at 4 p.m. today or thereabout, we will find out the Bills will be placing their rookie first-round corner on IR to return, meaning he can't practice even for 4 weeks? Because obviously the issue there would be if he is going to be available to at least practice in like 3 weeks from now, they might want to keep him on the active roster to allow that to happen. But in the meantime, they can also save the roster spot. How do you see it happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what I had in my 53-man roster projection. We all do those at this point in time, but I did have Max Hairston going on that IR designated to return list, and that buys the Bills some time for him to ramp back up. Say he is ready in 3 weeks, well, that gives him time to get back to practice and sort of get in football shape and all those sorts of things before they throw him out there. And typically, you talked about precedents. I mentioned it too. The Bills tend to slow play injuries, right? They're cautious with these sorts of things. So they may not want to run out there before he's quite ready, and that will buy them some time. Now, obviously, what's going on with Tre'Davious White, that plays into this too. So we'll see how exactly that pans out, because we don't know a whole lot about White's condition either.
No doubt about it. And that brings us to Dane Jackson, which there's a reported release of Dane Jackson. I've always felt it's either all or nothing for Dane Jackson based on maybe Tre'Davious White's health. And the reason I say that is all would be, hey, if Tre'Davious is going to be out a while, we need a guy. So we're going to keep him on the roster so we don't eat up elevations, and we'll keep Dane Jackson. He's an outside corner. If they feel Tre'Davious White is healthy enough to play, I don't even think Dane Jackson's on the team. Well, lo and behold, it looks like he's not going to be on the team. It doesn't have to be the case, though, right, Andy? They could basically say, all right, maybe Tredavious goes on IR to return, or we do keep him on the roster, but we still have to use Dane, you know, for, as an elevation. What do you think it means that Dane Jackson reportedly has been released?
Well, to me, it means one of two things. Either Trey is in a good place and they think he's going to be good to go, or it won't be long term and they can use Dane Jackson, like you said, in that practice squad call-up role, or they have some other plan that we don't know about yet, which is signing someone or trading someone, which I think is much less likely than the first option. So to me, that means that they probably think that Trey is in a decent place, because then you're rolling with just basically Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, unless you have other options in place, and that would be Dane Jackson off the practice squad, of course, and assuming Ingram makes the 53-man roster. So they would have to have some other option in place there. So to me, that means that maybe it's good news for Trey White, but we'll see.
Andy Young, Spectrum News 1 here on the Wester Hotline. All right, what do you make of the Jordan Phillips signing? He is on the 90, and as I and others reported yesterday, he will be released at 4 p.m. today. He'll then join the team's practice squad. So what we thought was maybe him joining the team and someone being out because you have to have a spot for him might not be as clear right now.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, because at first it sounded like, all right, he's on the 53 and we're rolling with him. And then who do you get rid of there? Is it Ogunjobi that gets cut, surprisingly, despite the suspension? Is it Dwayne Carter? They move on from him in a trade or something of that nature. So Jordan Phillips, veteran presence. Obviously, they love the juke he brings. And I think he told Brandon Bean, he mentioned this, that if he was going to play again, it was going to be for the Bills or no one. And it looks like he's heading back to the Bills. Gives him that veteran presence, that leadership. And if he's going to go to the practice squad, then that's a call-up guy, too. If they're not happy with the performance of one of the young defensive tackles, or there's an injury or that sort of thing, they've got Jordan Phillips, who really sounds like only wants to play for the Bills, waiting in the wings to come in and be that guy that they need in situational pass rushing. He's one of the better pass rushers in the postseason for them over the last few years, now going into his fourth stint. So, I mean, it makes sense from that perspective, but the mechanics of it is what is drawing some ire here and some interesting thoughts from people.
Do you think it would ever, like, do you think there's a possibility they could move on from Dwayne Carter this quickly?
I don't think so, because I mean, you get burned when you move on from guys so quickly. You think about like Wyatt Teller, right? He's a late round pick. They move on from after what, a year or so, and then he ends up being an All-Pro. You know, given especially the young guys they've got ahead of Dwayne Carter and then Ogunjobi's suspension, it wouldn't make a ton of sense to move on. But if there's somebody out there that's like, hey, we'll give you a fifth round pick or a fourth round pick for this guy, maybe Brandon Bean bites on that just because of the numbers game and that they're saying, it's not working out quite like we liked. But it would surprise me if they moved on from him already going into year two, especially given last year was kind of an injury plagued year for him.
Yeah, I agree with that. It would be way less likely, but you know, we'll see what they do at the defensive tackle spot. What about Larry Ogunjobi? There is some cash and some cap savings if they decide, you know what, I know he's not going to be on the roster and count, but we can at least save some money here. We like the way our young guys have looked. Do you think that could happen today?
I thought that is a small possibility. I think the greater possibility is that he just goes on that reserve suspension list and they kind of wait and see. I mean, to me, that makes sense. All right, is there an injury to one of the top three or four guys at defensive tackle? Are one of the young guys not performing and we need somebody else? And in week eight, when he comes back, all right, that's a veteran guy who we know what we can expect from. We can plug him back into the lineup. But yeah, you're right. There is a little bit of cap savings there, and maybe the numbers game bites him too. I would lean towards them just keeping him on that reserve suspended list and seeing where they are in week eight, because that's a nice option to have middle of the year. All right, hey, somebody's banged up, somebody's not playing well, we got a guy we can insert right into the lineup.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as like what makes the most sense and how they want to operate, but we'll see because of the cap situation they're in, which brings us to a guy like Curtis Samuel and another guy like Daquan Jones. Curtis Samuel could save you $500,000, but you're still going to have to count his $7 million cap hit or so either way, whether he's on the roster or not, but you could save a little bit of money there. He's been unavailable. Daquan Jones could save you $5.5 million. These are moves that could be on the table for the Buffalo Bills based on everything that we know of how they operated here in the preseason. Do you see anything with either of those two players?
You know, and that is very interesting. Could they trade Curtis Samuel as well, right? For one of these teams that's wide receiver hungry.
Then you would save money on the cap. That's right.
Yeah, that's big money. Then you're not eating that whole chunk there of Curtis Samuel. If you think that Tyrell Shavers and Elijah Moore or whomever are the answer there. So Daquan Jones, interesting case too, because yeah, he's been starting with the ones and he's rolling with the ones and he's kind of that veteran force. But yeah, you can save quite a bit of money. And maybe that's where thinking behind the lines, like that's where the Jordan Phillips thing comes in, right? If you're saying, all right, we might trade or release Daquan Jones, then that's a different story. And then Phillips becomes even more important to what they need to do because of just the sheer numbers of guys they need bodies. If you decide, hey, we need to get under the cap, which Brandon Bean does need to do. They need to do some work here today and tomorrow to get to that point. That is an option to save quite a bit of money.
Well, that brings us to what you just said. Tyrell Shavers, a name that you mentioned. He's been the kind of the buzz, the polarizing guy in a way, I guess. I mean, I don't know if many people who say he shouldn't make the team, but most people feel he should. But we know how this works. You have to show more than just making catches. You got to be able to play on special teams if you're the number six wide receiver. Do you think he did enough to earn a spot on the 53-man roster?
I do. I mean, to me, he's done what you've asked of him. He's shown flashes of good play at wide receiver in that fourth, fifth role would be a nice fit. Kind of like that Gabe Davis role from before he was elevated to a starter, right? Before John Brown left, that sort of thing. And Emmanuel Sanders left and they pressed him into a number two. He can be a downfield threat. He can be Keon Coleman's primary backup as that bigger X receiver, which they don't have much of beyond Keon Coleman and Tyrell Shavers. And then he's done what they've asked on special teams. He's popped there both in practice and in game. So I don't know what more they would want him to do unless it's simply they really think that they only want to keep five and the other five show so much more at wide receiver than he does. But, I mean, he even said it. I thought I was going to make the team last year and didn't. So when we talked to him in the locker room after that last game in Tampa, so he's kind of let's put it in God's hands and see where it goes. But he thinks he's done enough. I think he's done enough. Bills Mafia certainly does, looking at the reactions on social media. I'm getting a lot of, if Shavers isn't on the roster tomorrow, we riot.
Yeah.
Right? So
I got the funny.
It's one of those camp darling things, but he's done a lot. He's been more than just, I think, a camp darling. I think he's shown he can play.
I got the same thing on Jimmy Charlo, and it just never was in the cards. We know John Morrow has reported he's going to be released. Not a surprise. I tried to explain earlier, there's no spot for Jimmy Charlo. Where is he going to play? You're keeping probably five linebackers. Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, Dorian Williams, Joe Andreessen, and I think Shaq Thompson, who has a role in this team. And really, Jimmy Charlo doesn't fit in that group, and he's not going to do enough for you around the roster to be able to justify another spot. But a nice practice squad guy to have in case there is an injury.
Yeah, he's the perfect practice squad player. A guy who's got a chip on his shoulder, a guy who showed he can thrive in special teams in that gunner situation or getting downfield off the line of scrimmage on punt coverage and making plays like that. I mean, he's definitely not going to be ahead of any of those five guys you mentioned. And then, you can talk about Eddie Ulofosio and different people like that. But I think that five is the guys you mentioned are the same guys I had. And Charlo's a guy who, great story. I think kind of surprised people when he popped up on Hard Knocks and shared that emotional story of perseverance and what he's gone through. But it seems like a perfect practice squad guy and a guy you can develop and bring in if there's an injury or you need special teams help, something like that.
Speaking of special teams, Laviska Shenault reportedly released. You know me, I've been on this Brandon Codrington thing for several months and I'm going to maintain it because it's just, this is what they believe in, having a guy that they can really rely on as a punt returner. It was never about kick returns for Brandon Codrington. It was always about, or Laviska Shenault. Could someone, Laviska or another player, outpace Brandon Codrington as a punt returner? There was nothing I saw, Andy, throughout preseason or training camp that suggested to me that somebody was going to overvault, basically, Brandon Codrington as a punt returner. So it appears as though he's going to stay, but now that means Laviska Shenault is the odd man out. Any surprises there for you?
Not really. I went back and forth at the beginning of camp of would they keep Shenault or Codrington or perhaps both. We talked about, would there be a case for a sixth or seventh receiver with Shenault basically just as a kickoff return specialist? And they gave him a little bit of run as a punt returner throughout training camp just to give him that shot because he'd never really done it throughout even college and the pros. But not surprising at all to me. He didn't show enough in those other core four special teams as a coverage guy or in terms of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
First in kickoff returns or in the punt return aspect, or importantly as well at wide receiver too. So this isn't stunning to me. And basically Brandon Codrington, while he did play nickel corner, is basically just a specialist. He's a return guy, and I think they're going to roll with him, reading the tea leaves and how things have been reported so far.
What do you make of Tre'Davious White and the situation there? Dane Jackson, obviously, is going to be released, which might mean that Tre'Davious White is ready to play. But just kind of the overall picture of Tre'Davious White, what you saw from him, I guess, throughout preseason and training camp. And let's just say that there is, you know, something they're dealing with here and he can play. How that all looks for this defense?
Yeah, it's very interesting because throughout the beginning of training camp, a lot of the story was, man, Trey White is on a mission. He looks good. He's even outplaying Maxwell Harrison, right, before Harrison went down with injury. And then we get into the preseason games, and then that first game against the Giants, they kind of pick on him a little bit and go his way. It was nothing huge that he gave up, but I think they threw five passes and completed five against him, most of it short stuff. And you're wondering, all right, where is Trey at, right? And I think there's a difference between the expectations of what we saw in practice and than what we saw in the game and what reality is. I don't think Trey White is going to be all pro Trey from 6 or 7 years ago, but at the same time, he's still serviceable, right? He's still a guy that they can trot out there. And I don't think anybody at that position beyond Maxwell Harrison has the ceiling, right, to get back to that super high level because of just where Trey is at in his career with his age and his injuries. I think he's going to be a veteran guy who, if he's healthy enough here, and that's going to be something to bear watching over the next couple of weeks, obviously, is a guy they can just rely on to know the defense and sort of be in the right spot. Maybe he's not going to make the high-end plays, but he's going to be where you need him to be. And I think that's the most important part for Trey.
Andy Young here on Spectrum News One. We also have a backup quarterback situation where it appears it's going to be Mitch Trubisky as the backup. You know, we know that for Josh Allen. But what about the third-string quarterback? I can't see a scenario where they're keeping two quarterbacks on the practice squad and keeping four total. So that means either Shane Buechele clears waivers and comes back or Mike White just signs back. Do you see it playing out either way?
It's hard to get a read on that because I thought all along that, you know, Mike White was going to be number three, but then you see the way Buechele played in the preseason game and you're like, man, this guy maybe has a little something there and they can use him as a developmental guy and maybe next year or whenever he's the backup quarterback to Josh Allen, right? So I have a tough time getting a fair read on exactly that. I think obviously Mike White is more NFL ready because he's played in games, right? He started games in the NFL, but at the same time, maybe they want to get a look at a different guy that is more of a project and let him kind of play it out for the next year. There is a small scenario where they keep two guys on the practice squad, but I don't know that that's likely.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe because of the performance he put together and said, man, we'd like to keep him around the building a little bit. If they have an extra spot there, it just seems like it's a kind of spot that's valuable enough to them where he's not going to get enough work. The practice squad quarterback is going to be your scout team guy, and you know you really need two of those around. Andy Young here on Spectrum News One. All right, Andy. Well, the preseason is over. Was there anything that anything stood out to you about whether Saturday night maybe Shane Buechele and his performance, or just overall in the preseason and who did or didn't play and who did or didn't perform?
Yeah, I'm not really the only one to tout this, but man, Deion Walker looks good, right?
Yeah.
And his, yeah, like watching him, and especially in pass rush situations, which we heard about. I talked to his college defensive coordinator down at Kentucky and said, man, that guy's got some juice in the pass rush. He's not just a huge body. He's not, it's funny, I actually interviewed Deion Walker, and he said, you know, I don't have big legs. I'm not just this big, heavy anchor that just stands in one spot. For 6'7 and 340 pounds or whatever he is, man, that guy can burst through the line. And seeing him shed blockers and get through to make plays in the backfield, that is really, really impressive. And, you know, I think it vaulted him up the depth chart past Dwayne Walker. And then, you know, he'll be able to back up at one technique Daquan Jones if they keep Daquan Jones around, as we've talked about. They may have liked him so much that they thought Daquan Jones was expendable. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see. And then the other thing, too, is kind of just watching what's going to go on with Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore, right? Like, we both thought, everybody thought that Elijah Moore had a nice spring, but then didn't super pop during training camp, but he was mostly available and around. And then the whole Curtis Samuel situation with him not being available, but them, I think, liking Curtis Samuel and what he can be, it's all very interesting to see how that's going to shake out.
Andy Young here, Spectrum News One. All right, the Ravens, week one coming up. This is a monster game for the Buffalo Bills. What did you like about, what do you like about kind of this matchup for the Bills going in? We are close to 2 weeks away. I understand that. And what concerns you about this matchup going in for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, of course, I think number one concern is how do you defend both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, because that's the main thing. And the running ability of Jackson, of course, the bulldozer running ability of Derrick Henry. And we saw them get completely exposed by that in the regular season last year, but then sort of figured it out and kept that a little more in check in the postseason. And I like that they did do that. They learned what happened that first go around in the regular season and were able to then take that and improve and sort of hold that in check. Yeah, I think Derrick Henry and Lamar got going a little bit in the second half, but by that time, they're playing catch-up. The other thing that really concerns me, too, is we talked about Trey White. You know, Lamar can throw the ball very well, and so much has been talked about him not being a thrower. I think that's completely hogwash. That's gone now. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, throwing and running, just like Josh Allen is. So, if you're hurting at cornerback two, for whatever reason, if Trey's not up to speed or he's not able to play and Harrison's not in there, all right, do Rashad Bateman or Zay Flowers kind of go off? Or, you know, they bring in another guy, right? They bring in the veteran in Hopkins. So, like, what are you thinking about there? So that does concern me a little bit. But overall, I think I like the way that the Bills have matched up with this team over the years, minus that one game where they got shellacked last year.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I'm looking around the league right now. Chiefs are releasing Carson Steele. He's done a nice job for them running the football here and there. Mm-hmm. And then the Jets are releasing safety Dean Clark. That is, by the way, Ryan Clark's son. Ryan Clark of ESPN.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So you know, Ryan Clark tweeted, "Hey, you know, it's still going to be on the practice squad. It looks like, and obviously proud, you know, to have that opportunity right there." So today's a day. What are you going to be doing, and how are you going to be spending the day, keeping track of everything, and letting everybody know what's going on?
Yeah, we're going to be on Twitter all day, kind of watching things as they unfold and seeing things happen. Then we'll go into the station this afternoon, and we'll put together, you know, what we see and what's coming up from the 53-man roster release whenever we get that, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock somewhere in that time frame. And then we'll have the Buffalo End Zone podcast as soon as that's all set up. Kevin Carroll and myself will kind of break it all down, and then looking forward to what happens tomorrow and the practice squad and all those sorts of things. So yeah, we'll be there on Buffalo End Zone podcast tonight.
All right, buddy. Well, I will see you tomorrow down at the stadium, because I was saying to Josh a little bit earlier, it's kind of funny to think about starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. That's it. That's the roster. Like, because they're going to wait for the practice squad stuff to be signed, and then they'll go out on the practice field. Literally, like, starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock, that's your Bills team. That's 53 plus your practice squad.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because in some years past, we actually would go out to practice today, and there would be this awkward thing of, like, guys have gotten cut, who's there, who's not, are there even 53 guys there, are there 60. I mean, it's just, it's kind of an odd situation. So from everybody's perspective, I think it's almost better in a way that we're not there today, because then it just leads to endless speculation before the actual 53 comes out.
You can follow Andy, by the way, on X at Andy Young TV. Very easy, good follow. He'll be on top of everything going on with the Buffalo Bills. Check him out there and on Spectrum News One. All right, buddy, be good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you, Sal. Appreciate it, man.
All right, you got it. That is Andy Young doing a great job. Andy and I sit next to each other in the media room a lot. Like, we're in the back row. I sit in the back row because it's easy to plug my mic into the what we call a multi-use box for the microphones, just a little technical stuff for everybody in the business. But Andy sits next to me on the left. Josh Reed sits next to me on my right, and we, you know, talk. And it's funny because we all have kids, and we talk about our family lives. And, like, Andy's getting to the point now where his kids are starting to play youth sports, and he's got the great stories he's sharing with me. So it's really cool. Like, we get in the media room, we have these relationships with the media members. And then Josh, you know, Josh has a child who's in high school, but he also has very young children. So, you know, he's going to be going through that again in his life. And we develop these relationships with one another. John Scott is back there as well. And him and Heather Prusak just had a child last year in November. So, you know, these are things that everybody, we're all in like different stages of where it goes. So we have a little fun with each other and we talk about it. And we I guess this is a way of me saying we all just kind of solve all of life's problems, including like youth sports. That's what we're all about back there. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, we'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Any question you have about the Buffalo Bills roster, about operational ways things happen, the operation of what's going to happen between now and 4 p.m. and into tomorrow, I'm here for you. And I'll answer as best I can here on WGR. So keep it with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.